US President Donald Trump says he could change his mind about Brett Kavanaugh and withdraw his nomination for the Supreme Court based on future testimony about alleged sexual misconduct. A third accuser has gone public with explosive new allegations against the nominee, claiming that he was one of a group of boys at high school parties in the 1980s who queued to gang rape drunk girls. The nominee says he doesn't know the woman and that the allegations are, quote, from the Twilight Zone. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
Asked if he believes the three women who've now made allegations against Brett Kavanaugh and whether he'd consider withdrawing the nomination, Donald Trump had this to say.
It sounds like what you're saying is there is a situation, there is a scenario under which you would withdraw Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. Is that correct?
If I thought he was guilty of something like this, yeah, sure.
His comments follow new allegations in a sworn statement from Julie Swetnick, who describes high school parties in 1981 and 82 in which boys, including then 17 or 18-year-old Brett Kavanaugh, drank excessively, treated girls aggressively, spiked punch with drugs and alcohol, and took advantage of them. She says there were efforts by Kavanaugh and others to, quote, cause girls to become inebriated and disoriented so they could then be gang raped in a side room or bedroom by a train of numerous boys. Brett Kavanaugh, she says, was one of them. Through the White House, Kavanaugh says he doesn't know Julie Swetnick. His lawyer, Beth Wilkinson, also asks why the allegations are being made now, 2 days ahead of a vote on the Supreme Court nomination.
When you say you went to 10 parties like that and you kept going to those parties, even though that was happening, and you saw that supposedly happening to other girls, that is a different thing not to report. I understand why women don't report sexual assault. It's very difficult, and no one should criticize them for that. But this is a whole different level.
She's the third woman to allege sexual misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh, who, if confirmed, would become a lifetime conservative judge on the Supreme Court, which has underlying control of much of US policy with the questions that it settles, many of them on moral issues. The allegations against Kavanaugh, therefore, have Democrats calling for a full investigation before a vote. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
This is not about whether or not he should be convicted. This is about whether he has the privilege to serve on the highest court of the land for a lifetime. This is not a court of law. This is a job interview. And it's our job as senators to assess if he is honest.
Some Republicans are developing similar reservations, but not all see it that way. Senator Steve Daines.
This is a smear campaign. I'm very concerned of this trial by tabloid.
Brett Kavanaugh is due to testify before a Senate committee tomorrow with his first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. Committee Chair, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, says at this stage that will go ahead. If Brett Kavanaugh is not confirmed, Republicans will have no chance of confirming a nominee before the midterm elections, which may lead to a very different candidate should the Democrats do well. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel reporting for AM.